This is episode 1954 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, Earth Day, April 22nd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for the Who Cares News.
Oh my goodness, all the fanfare.
Fanfare.
Fanfare. Fanfare.
It's a good day for fanfare.
Is it now?
What's going on?
Remember about 7 years ago when they ordered a pilot for How I Met Your Mother sequel called How I Met Your Dad?
I do remember that. First off, I'm a big How I Met Your Mother fan.
Well, I love How I Met Your Mother, except for the ending.
Spoiler alert, the show's about Robin. It's never been about Ted. I said that from the very beginning. So the way that it ended was perfect. Yes, Robin ends up becoming their mother. Sorta. Their stepmother. But anyway.
Well, the whole her and...
I know, her and Barney, and her and everybody else.
Yeah.
Come on now, she was Robin Sparkles. What's not to love?
Oh, gosh. All right.
Sang in a mall, for God's sakes. I mean, come on. And she had a video. You know, I haven't watched any of the How I Met Your Mothers since the series went off. I think I could use to binge watch it again.
You haven't watched it at all?
I haven't since the series finale 7
years
ago. Wow. Yeah, I kind of was done. I mean, it was like the closure. The last season was so bad because all they were doing was just setting up that whole end. It took them 24 episodes to set up the ending.
The wedding. The whole wedding season.
The wedding, and then the Tracy thing and the Barney thing and the kid thing, and then it's like... all about the blue French horn people. So they were going to do a pilot. I remember that. They were going to do a pilot.
Yes.
And then it didn't go anywhere.
Right.
I was really disappointed because I wanted to see it.
Well, guess what?
What?
How I Met Your Father,
uh-huh.
Not Dad,
yeah.
Got a series order
Ooh.
From Hulu.
Ooh.
And guess who will play the mom in this gender switch?
I don't know. Sarah Chalk? No.
That would have made sense.
Would have made sense.
Hilary Duff.
Huh?
I know. What a letdown, huh?
Lizzie McGuire is going to play How I Met Your Father.
Well, she...
I don't know.
She'll star in the... It's a 10-episode series set in the near future. It's going to follow her character, Sophie.
Okay.
Telling her son the story of how she met his father back in the year... 2021, when Sophie and her close-knit group of friends were figuring out, you know, who they are.
I see what
they want out of life and how to fall in love in the age of dating apps.
Okay,
and limitless options.
And they probably won't hang out in a bar, and that's going to ruin the whole thing.
Probably.
Because without a bar, you have no Barney.
Yeah, because
you need that Barney character. That made that show. And then who did they get to do the voice of the mom? You know? Because it was Bob Saget who did the voice of Ted.
Yes.
And so who would be the mom with the boy? Would it be Sandra Bullock, maybe? I don't know. Who could it be that would be like an older Hilary Duff?
Just not haven't given it that much thought.
And, you know, you'd hear it in their voice. I don't know. First, I would say Winnie Malick, but I'm like, nah, she's a little too old. I don't know. Maybe
I think you're too emotionally involved in this.
I am. I love that show, and I'm afraid I'm not going to love this one. I might need a tissue.
Gosh.
I might need a tissue. I don't think she plays a particularly good love interest.
Well,
love interest.
She hasn't...
I'm such a big girl.
Okay, so she hasn't acted...
I'm such a big girl. What is wrong with me? I need my hormones checked. Oh, my God.
Have you seen Bridgerton?
I have not. And the little girl in me, we've established that I'm a little girl.
Yes.
Really wants to.
I
haven't found the time.
Did want to.
You did?
Yeah.
That means past tense.
Probably.
You no longer. You know something I don't know.
You know, in my head.
Yeah.
Remember that show Dynasty?
Oh, yeah. Dynasty was the bomb, man.
I haven't seen Bridgerton. I hear it's wonderful. But in my head, Dynasty people speaking in British.
Accents. British accents. And it's a period piece, right?
Yes.
And there's boobs, right? There were no boobs on Dynasty.
No, but this is just what I think of when I think of...
There's boobs, right?
Yes.
Oh, then maybe I'll watch it.
You want to ask me again if there's boobs? Make it a threefer?
Is
God. Nicola Coughlin,
yeah,
who plays Penelope Featherington on
Featherington.
She revealed on Twitter that the show, I know, Shonda Rhimes.
Shonda Rhimes, come on.
See, and that's another thing that makes me think of Dynasty.
But she wasn't part of Dynasty.
No, I know that.
I got it.
Just the whole concept and the names.
You know, okay. How do all these people get screen time on a show? I don't know. There's too many people.
So, Nicola Coughlin.
Yeah.
Revealed on Twitter that the show Bridgerton, was based off of the Kardashians.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Now Kim.
Oh my God, Kim.
Kim loves Bridgerton.
What?
Number one fan of the show. She says she was so surprised to hear her family was an inspiration because she didn't know. She learned with everybody else.
She heard it on the street.
Yep.
Oh my God.
She promptly began freaking out.
Oh my.
Freaking out. And she was asking Nicola. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name, Nicola. Can I please come to a fitting? It would make my whole life.
Her whole life.
Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. I love you, Lady W. Exclamation point. Exclamation point. Exclamation point.
Oh my gosh. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Are we going to do?
Kim.
Oh my God.
Come on, Kim.
Oh, she just ruined a good show.
Why does she want to do a fitting?
Maybe it has to do with corsets. That's what I'm thinking. Corsets. Because she's probably got the Skims. She's probably looking for a business deal.
Oh.
You know what I think she's doing.
Yeah.
I think she's like, let me come to the place and let me bring some Skims. And we'll see how great you guys feel after you wear them compared to whatever the hell they're locking you up in now.
Oh, can you see it? Bridgerton partners with Kim Kardashian.
the Bridgerton line from KKW.
Oh, no. That'll happen.
Yeah, no, it's going to happen. I see it happening. Yep, all right.
It'll happen.
Mm, yep.
All right. Now, whereas other Twitter fans say the only part that makes sense from this whole crossover-ish thing is that there's a lot of kids and the mom runs things.
Well, okay. Right? I guess that... kind of.
So then the official Netflix family responded to all this, suggesting that Kim herself should be inducted into Bridgerton as a member of the Featherington family.
No. We don't need that. They can induct Halle Berry, but not Kim. Halle Berry.
Halle Berry may not even watch Bridgerton. She may not even know what it is. I don't know.
She's like, plays the perfect foil. You know?
Well, she does.
I love that about her. I love a lot of things about her.
Yes, you do.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a good day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.